Today's daf is Yevamos daf Chuf Yud Dalet. We are holding on the bottom of daf Chuf Yud Gimel and Beis. Chuf Yud Dalet is the last daf of the 14th parak of Maseches Yevamos, and it's actually also the second daf of the 14th parak of Maseches Yevamos. But today's daf is entirely about the topic of katan ochel nevelos, whether bezin is mitzvah lahafrisho or not. When a katan is violating this, or when a katan is eating something non kosher, is it bezin's responsibility to stop him from violating that iser? From now till the end of the parak, we have 11 rayos whether bezin is mitzvah lahafrisho or not. That's what the whole remainder of the parak is about. Along the way, we're going to discuss, in addition to the issue of bezin mitzvah lahafrisho, a separate iser called dos achilim, that aside from if a katan is doing it on his own, and whether we have a responsibility to stop him from violating an iser, there's a separate iser d'oraisa of actually giving him an iser, of actually providing him with an iser. So we're going to discuss the parameters of that as well. And then if we get to begin the 15th parak today, which hopefully we will, the Mishnah at the beginning of the 15th parak is going to talk, the 15th parak is about aguna situation. So the Mishnah is going to talk about when a woman is believed to say that her husband is dead, and how there might be a difference between a shas milchama versus other situations. Which situations do we assume a woman might be guessing that her husband is dead, and in which situations do we assume that if she's saying her husband is dead, she actually knows it for a fact, and therefore we could be matir her to get remarried. So let us begin two lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna Irkasu Le Miftachei Debei Midrasha Berushas Rabbi Shabbata. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna lost the keys of the Beis Medrash in Rushas Rabbim on Shabbos. So now they have a problem. Even if they find the keys, they're not going to be allowed to carry them because it's in Rushas Rabbim. Asul Kamei De Rabbi Pedas. So he went to Rabbi Pedas to ask a Shaila, what do we do? Amalei Zil Devar Tali Vitalia V'Latailu Hasam Di Mashkilu Maisiluhu. What you should bring, you should do is bring some young children, bring a boy and a girl, and bring them around to that area, and if they find the keys, then the children will be able to bring them, and that will solve the problem. Alma kasavra katan ochel nevelos ein bezim mitzvah lahafrisho. So you see from Rabbi Pedas' suggestion that Rabbi Pedas holds that if a katan is being ochel nevelos, if a katan is violating an iser, bezim does not have to stop him. In fact, we're setting up the katan to violate the iser. We're not providing them with the iser. The katan is going to have to find the keys on his own, but we're setting him up to violate the iser. So this is the sheet of Rabbi Pedas, that ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho, that bezdin does not have to stop a katan from violating the iser. The Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva, Yardei, and Simin Shin explains the machlokas, whether bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho or ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho, if the fact that the katanim are potter from chiyuvei Torah and mitzvos is because the Torah didn't give chiyuvei onshim on a katan, but there is a chiyuv mitzvos and chiyuvei surim, or a katan is not bechlal isurim at all. Meaning, how do we understand the idea that we don't give an onesh to a katan? Is that a din in onesh, or it's a din in the whole system not applying to a katan? A din in the whole idea of mitzvos and isurim not applying to a katan. If you hold that bezin is mitzuvim lafrisho, that's because you hold that there is an iser that's chal even on a katan. It's just that the Torah patters him from any sort of onshim machmas katnuso, because he happens to be a katan. So bezin would be mitzuvah lahafrisho miiser, because we don't want something unfortunate like an iser to happen. Whereas those who hold ein bezin mitzuvah lahafrisho holds that there's no iser on the katan, the gedolim are musar not to be machil the katan biyadayim. That's a separate iser, but there's no iser on the katan at all, and therefore it would not be bezin's responsibility to be mafreshim. The Rambam, however, writes, even though we're going to have a whole discussion about Beis Din Mitzuvah Lafrisho or not Mitzuvah Lafrisho, the Rambam in the 17th paragraph of Hilchos Me'achilas Asuros points out that that's about the Beis Din. Our whole discussion today is going to be about the Beis Din. But a father to a child may have a different level of responsibility. That even though Beis Din is not chayiv to be mafreshim from the Isser, a father has to be goerbo al ma'aseihu. The father has to object to any wrongdoing, to any averos that the child does, because he has to be mechanic the child be he has to be mechanic the child properly. The Ritva quotes the Shitas HaRambam, and he says, Hadinimo, he says the Rambam's correct, because how could it be that the father is going to have a mitzvah of chinuch and not have to stop him from violating Yisurim? It has to be part of the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch. It's not just to teach him to wear tzitzis and to take a lulav and to do all the mitzvos asay. It has to be the part of the mitzvah of chinuch, says the Ritva, is to stop him from violating Yisurim as well. The Rashba disagrees with the Rambam. The Rashba writes that from our sugya it sounds that there's no chiyuv chinuch at all, because some of the examples, some of the rayos we're going to bring in our sugya are about a father seeing his child bring home demai from his grandfather's house, truma temeya from his grandfather's house. So we're dealing with a father interacting with a child, and still we're only within the parsha of Beis Mitzvah Nafrisha. We don't say that a father and a child is different. It's pretty strong raya the Rashba has against the Rambam. So the Ritva's miyashiv the Rambam, and the Ritva says, no, our Gemara, when it talks about a father interacting with a child, is talking about a child who's below the age of chinuch, meaning Beis Mitzvah Nafrisha may relate even to a child below the age of chinuch, if you hold that Beis Mitzvah Nafrisha. But when it comes to chinuch, that's only once a child is higia l'chinuch. When we get to the Yisra of Los Achilim, which is the third thing, the Yisra of being Mitzafim B'yadayim, of giving him an Yisra directly, that applies even below the age of chinuch. But when we talk about chinuch, that's only when we're dealing with a child who's already reached the age of chinuch. Now the Rashba suggests, to be metaritz the Rambam, that maybe the chiyuv of chinuch is only for mitzvahs asay and not for mitzvahs lo sasay. The Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Tes on Beis and elsewhere in Shas, when it talks about the mitzvah of chinuch, says how old does a child have to be chayiv in chinuch? Well, katan ayodeilis ateif is chayiv in tzitzis. It gives examples. When a child knows how to wrap himself in tzitzis, so he's chayiv in tzitzis. Katan ayodeil lishmar tefillah is chayiv in tefillin. If he knows how to protect his tefillin properly, so he's chayiv in tefillin. All of the examples we give of chinuch are all mitzvahs asay. So says the Rashba, maybe there is no din of chinuch on mitzvahs los asay. That's how Tosfos Rid writes as well, that the chi of chinuch on a father for a son is only a mitzvah asay, but preventing him from doing an iser is not part of the mitzvah of chinuch. That only kicks in once the child becomes a gadol. Now, why would you say that? That would seem to be odd, no? That you have a chi of chinuch to train your child to do mitzvahs asay, but he's allowed to eat chazer, but he's eating may be different because there's a timtum alev. There's another issue when it comes to eating of a timtum alev. But he's allowed to violate all sorts of isurim. You're allowed to let him violate all sorts of isurim. So what's the svara to be mechalik? Trumas Deshan suggests the svara would be that by mitzvah sasei it's bekum vasei. So you need to be more careful about things that are done bekum vasei than things that are shevi altase, where the requirement is one of shevi altase. That which the requirement is kum vasei is a more significant requirement. One could have argued the other way, that the violation of a los haseh is become vaseh. So one would have argued that that would be more significant. In the Tshuvas Chikrei Lev, he says that no, chiyuvim of a father to a son min haTorah are dafka become vaseh, meaning all the chiyuvim a father has to a child, the molo, the liftoso, to give him bris mila, to do pidin haben, they're all become vaseh. So the chachamim called the tikkun rabban kendor isa tikkunim, when the chachamim were misakin chinuch, then maybe they're only misakin chinuch of things that are done become vaseh, that the father will train a child to do positive things. The Rav Shechter used to always explain this shita, and he must have gotten it from Achronim, I don't remember where, is that there's a difference between, maybe the chiluk between kum vaseh and shevi al taseh, is that if you understand the mitzvah of chinuch as teaching your child to be an eino mitzvah v'yose, meaning the chinuch means, according to this view, that the child, when he does a mitzvah, is an eino mitzvah v'yose, like a woman doing a mitzvah shazman brahma. So it's shayach in einu mitzvah v'yosa by a mitzvah saseh, but it's not shayach to say einu mitzvah v'yosa by a mitzvah slo saseh. If I decide I happen to not be a kohen, I decide I'm never going to become tamei to a meis, there's no value in that. That's an einu mitzvah v'yosa and a lo saseh. Doesn't make any sense. You can't volunteer mitzvah slo saseh. It makes sense to volunteer mitzvah saseh. So that might be the chiluk if you assume like this Rashba that there may be only a mitzvah chinuch on a mitzvah saseh, not on mitzvahs lo saseh. Hamzilah halacha, the Rambam paskins that ain beis mitzvah nafrisho, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos parakid beis, and Hilchos Machol Surus parakid zayin, if a child is doing an avera beis and does not have a requirement to be mafreshim from the Yisr, the Ritva says it's clear that way in our Gemara, because our Gemara quotes Rabbi Pidas, who gave this eitzah of bringing the children to find the keys, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Pidas holds ain beis mitzvah nafrisho. We're going to bring 11 rayas for the rest of the daf, but never are we going to find another Amora who explicitly usually argues on Rabbi Pedas. It's a discussion, it's a suffix. Never are we going to find another Amar who explicitly argues, and that's therefore the Ritva says that's where the Rambam gets the idea that that we pass in that ain't Bezin Mitzvah Lafrisha. So let's see the Rayas. Raya number one, Leim Misayele. Lo Yomar Adam Latino, Kaveli Mafteach, Kaveli Chosam. Don't say to a child, bring me something through Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Ela Manicho Tolosh, Manicho Zarek. But you can let him do his thing. You can let him detach something from the ground. You can let him throw something. So you see that Ein Beis Mitzvah Nafrisha, you're allowed to let him do what he's going to do. Amrabai Tolish Batzit Sheinunak of Zorik Bekarmelis Drabanan. Rabbi says, no, it's not a raya. Maybe that's only if he's violating Yisrim Drabanan. Maybe that which he's being Tolish, that which he's detaching from the ground, is from a flower pot that itself is not connected to the ground. That would only be an Issa Drabanan. Maybe that which he's being Zorik is not in Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, is only in a Karmelis Midrabanan. Tashma, second raya. Ovid Chum Shabal Lichbo. If a guy is about to extinguish a fire on Shabbos, ein omrim lo kavei v'al tichbe. You don't tell him, go extinguish it. You're not allowed to instruct him to extinguish it. Nor do you have to tell him, don't extinguish it. You don't have to stop him from extinguishing the fire. It's not your business whether he's observing Shabbos or not, whether the guy is doing malacha or not. Katana balichbos. If a child, though, wants to extinguish a fire on Shabbos, Omrim lo al tichbe, you tell him, do not extinguish the fire, sheshvi sasa aleim, because it is our responsibility to stop the child. It is our responsibility to make sure that he is observing Shabbos. So don't you see a riot from here that Beis Din Mitzuvin Lafrisho? It's not even saying his father has to tell him, saying that we have to tell him, whoever sees a child doing it. Rabbi Yochanan ba'osa al das aviv. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's where the child is doing it because he thinks it's what his father wants. He keeps looking back for approval at his father. His father Zomer al Gabov, looking at him, trying to get him to do something. So that's ki'ilu, the father's telling him what to do. So that's not our sugya. Our sugya is a katan ochel nevelis on his own. The katan decides to do this. Over here, he's doing it because he thinks his father wants it. It's as if he's doing it with the shlichus of his father. So frankly, Mar the kavisei gabi over chavim dos al dasi sol mishari. But wait a second. Then if the parallel case of a guy is doing it where it's al das the Jew, where he's doing it for the Jew because he thinks the Jew wants him to do it, why would that be mutter? Says, no, the case of the Ovid Chavim is he's doing it adaited nafshe. He's doing it for his own good. He's not doing it for the benefit. He's not doing it because the Yisrael is instructing him or he feels like the Yisrael is instructing him. But the case of the Katan, he's doing it because he's looking for his father's approval. It's interesting, the example that we give of violating an Issa D'Oraisa of a Katan Ochel Nevelos is extinguishing a fire. The Rashba points out that the Issa of extinguishing a typical fire is not an Issa D'Oraisa because it's a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, meaning unless the Gemara says in Shabbos Taf Lamed Aleph that you're not Chayiv Mishum Mechaba unless it's Tzarech L'Psila, unless you need the wick, meaning you're improving the wick by having it lit first and then extinguishing it. So why would we say that why do you not need to, what's the Gemara's Kasha over here of why we don't have to be Mafresh the Katan? It's not an Issa, it's only by an Issa Torah that you would have to be mafresh the katan from the Yisra. Over here it's an Issa d'Rabbanan. So the Rashba writes that over here we're talking Liba de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Asim Yidah Raisa. So our Sugya must fit Liba de Rabbi Yehuda. The Aruch Nara says it has to be that we're going Liba de Rabbi Yehuda, because it says in the Mishnah that we don't say to the guy Kaveh Ve'altichbe, and if it was only Issa d'Rabbanan, it would be mutter to say to a guy, because Amir La'akum is mutter on a din d'Rabbanan, meaning if we were dealing with Malach Shein Tzricha L'Guf, which by definition is only Drabanan, because we're not assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, then by the guy case it would be mutter because it's shvus to shvus. Amir la'akum and anis Drabanan, b'makom tzaruch gadol, b'makom efsim ruba, is mutter. So the whole case wouldn't work if we're dealing with anis Drabanan. It has to be that we're dealing with anis daraisa, so it must be that we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that even a malach shein tzrichu l'gufa is anis daraisa. Raya number three, Tashima. Ben Chaver, the son of a person who's trusted on Trumas and Maestros and Tumen Tahara, Sheragi Leilich Eitzel Avi Imo, Ama Aretz, who goes to his grandfather, his maternal grandfather in Ama Aretz, We don't have to worry that maybe the grandfather's feeding him some produce that's not Masukan, that doesn't have Trumas and Maisos taken from it. It's interesting that it gives the example Avi Imo. Why not Avi Aviv, Amaretz, that he goes to his grandfather? Because we're assuming a Ben Chaver. If he's a Ben Chaver, then chances are his grandfather's Talmud Chacham also, because it was the father's responsibility to educate the son. So if the middle generation is a Talmud Chacham, then the oldest generation is a Talmud, the generation above that's Talmud Chacham also. So where could he be in Amaretz? So he goes to Avi Imo. Avi Imo's in Amaretz. So you don't have to worry that Shami Achilenu Dvarim Sheinu Mesukanim, that maybe the grandfather's feeding him produce that Trumas Maestros have not been taken from. But Matzah Biyado Peiros Ein Zakuklo. And if you find that he has Peiros, so you don't have to do anything about it. You could leave it be. You don't have to take it away from him. You find that he has Peiros Sheinu Mesukanim. So bottom line, you see that we're not Mitzvah V'Laf Risho, because if Matzah Biyado Peiros that are Aser, you could leave it alone. Now it's the answer is I'm Rabbi Yochanan, but Demai Hikilu. We're more makel when it comes to Demai, because Demai is only Nisr Drabanan of Demai that whenever the assumption is the Mishnah Maseches Demai says that Rov Amei Aretz Ma'asrin Hein, most Amei Aretz actually do take Trumas and Maestros. The whole concept of Demai is that we're Choshish Lemiyuta, where there's a significant enough minority of Amei Aretz that don't take Trumas and Maestros that we're Choshish for that. So we have a lot of Kulas when it comes to Demai. Machilinus Haniyim Demai, Machilinus Ha'orchim Demai. Where we take a lot of Kulas when it comes to Demai. El time of the Demai, so it says more, okay, so then maybe we should be Medaik in the other direction. The only reason we don't have to say anything is because it's Demai. Havadai Ba'ilu Asure. But if it was Tevel Vadai, sounds like we'd have to take Maestros. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Bosal Das Aviv. But doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say that the case is where he's being Osal Das Aviv? So it says more, El Rabbi Yochanan Svuki Mesafkalei. Kayi Hacha Madchi V'kayi Hacha Madchi. Rabbi Yochanan clearly wasn't sure whether Beis Din is Mitzvah Lafrisho or not, so any raya you're going to bring in any direction, he'll say maybe this way, maybe that way. So it's not, you can't bring a raya from Rabbi Yochanan saying that it's a case of Osal Dasav. That was a dichui that Rabbi Yochanan was saying. So what's the case that we give of someone who hadn't taken Trumas and Maestros? It's Peiros that he hasn't taken Trumas and Maestros from. So that's very interesting also, because it sounds like Chiyuv of Trumas and Maestros on Peiros is a din Mita Oraisa. The Aruch Lener points out that according to the Ravid in the first paragraph of Hilchos Meiser, Meiser Peros is Minatora only on that Meiser Peros is that Meiser is only on Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar Minatora. So over here you see that all Peros there's a Chiyuv Minatora because it's just as Peros Tam. So the Aruch Lener points out that maybe you could say that since it says Trumas Peros, it sounds like all Peros, including Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. Maybe you shouldn't be Medayik so much in the word Peros because grapes are peros also, and that lekulei alma is chayiv midaraisa. So the Gemara over here said b'demai hikilu. We're more makil because it happens to be a situation of demai. Frek Tosus Akasha in Dibra Maskalam Rabbi Yochanan b'demai hikilu. Tosus asks Akasha, why do we have to say b'demai hikilu even without the consideration that we're more makil b'demai? We understand that since it's only truma midrabanan and there's no chiv to be mafrish the katan from Minister Drabanan, so I understand very well that even if it weren't special about Demai, any Din Drabanan, Demai happens to be a Din Drabanan. But Demai Hikilu is the lashon we use to show that Demai is even more lenient than a regular Din Drabanan. A regular Issur Drabanan, you're not allowed to feed to an Ani, you're not allowed to feed to a guest. But Bidmai, we're allowed to. So why does the Gemara have to come on to Bidmai Hikilu? The Gemara could have said better, the Gemara could have just said, it's an Issur Drabanan. The whole issue of Katan Ochel Nevelos is only by an Issur D'Oraisa. So Tosfos says two terutzim. Number one, Tosfos says that, since we use that lashon of Bidmai Hikilu in a lot of places, and it happens to be true that we're more lenient with Demai, so we use that lashon over here as well. And then Tosfos says that since we could be, there's what to be choshesh of a suffix tevel d'oraisa, so we should be more machmir. It's not like a regular drabanan. But because it's Demai and B'Demai Yikilu, meaning what is Demai? Demai is we're choshesh that maybe they never took Trumas Maisos, which would be a D'Oraisa problem. So you can't just say that it's only a D'Rabbanan that we're concerned about over here. What we're actually concerned about is the D'Oraisa. But the need to be concerned about that daraisa is called demai, and we're always makel with demai. So that's why we use b'demai hikilu. Now Rav Elchanan points out in Kovetz Aris that the two terutzim of Tosos are tali in a chakira on the geder of the takana of demai. What is demai? It's possible to say one possibility is that since Rav Amaretz Maaser Nehein, so they asher demai because they're choshesh and the mir peros that are not musarim. So it's like any other suffix to Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan are machmir mi suffix, that we have to be choshesh, then maybe there's no chumus and maisos. But the other way to say it is that demai is not a takana mitaras suffix, demai is a takana mitaras vadai, that just like the Rabbanan were misakein, that if you have produce that grows in an atzit sheinu nakuv, in a flower pot, that mit Rabbanan you have to take chumus and maisos, the Rabbanan were misakein, that produce from an ama aretz mitaras vadai requires chumus and maisos, not mitaras suffix. So says Rav Chanan, that's the two terutzim of Tosos. First terutz of Tosos holds that it's like any other takanas chachamim, and therefore they have to say that the Gemara says it as a lashon bialma, because there's no chilik between demai and any other truma derabanan. It's the same as every other din midrabanan. Whereas the second terutz of Tosos holds that demai is aser because it were choshesh for the miut that don't take trumas and maestros, that don't take maestros, and even the ikar takana, even though the ikar takana is only midrabanan, but the cause for the takana, the chashash behind the takana, is a chashash midaraisa. So it's not like tevel midrabanan, which is not a result of safek yisr Torah. This is a result of safek yisr Torah. So that's why we have to say, yeah, but there's a special kula by demai. There's a kula miyuchedes that by demai hikilu. Vaiter the Gemara, fourth raya, tashma, ben chaver kohen, sharagel lechetz lavi imo kohen ama aretz. You have a son of a kohen talmud chacham who goes to his maternal grandfather, the Kohen Ama Aretz. So again, even though we need him to be going to his grandfather as a Kohen, he's going to his maternal grandfather still, not his paternal grandfather. Even though it would be much easier to say that he just goes to his paternal grandfather, because that's obviously a Kohen. But so let's assume that his maternal grandfather is also a Kohen, but his maternal grandfather is an Amaretz. You don't have to worry that the Zaydi is feeding him Truma Temeya. You find that he has Peros of Truma Temeya, you don't have to stop him. So B'Truma Drabanan, so says Gemara, that's not a raya that ain't based on Tzum Lafrisha. That could be talking about Truma Midrabanan. Tashma, raya number five. Yonek Tinok Vaholech Me'avedes Kochavim Umibahema Temeya. A child is allowed to nurse from an Ovedes Kochavim and from a non-kosher animal. Vein choshen b'yonek shekets, and we don't have to worry that he's being yonek something that's not kosher. V'lo yachilenu nevelos trefos shkatsum masim. But you're not allowed to feed him directly. If he's being yonek on his own, that's one thing. But to feed him directly, you're not allowed to feed him shkatsum rumasim. Umikulan yonek mehem. You're allowed to suckle from the animal or whatever, even on Shabbos. Ubegadol aser, but for a gadol that would be aser to do on Shabbos. To take milk out of an animal on Shabbos or out of a person on Shabbos is a violation of mefarek. It's removing something from the place where it grows. But you do it al yidei shinoi, it's kala achar yad. So Abishol omer nogin ayinush yonkim behema torah biyomtov. Abishol says that we were knowing that we would be yonik from a behema, from a kosher animal on yomtov. Katani mia in choshen biyonik shekets. But bottom line is we say that even though the child is nursing from a behema tamei, that's clearly not kosher. Milk from behema tamei kol yotz minatamei is tamei. Anything that comes out of a non kosher animal is not kosher. We say it's no problem if he's being yonik. So apparently ain beis mitzvah nafrish. There's a raya that we don't have to stop him. Says Gemara, no hasam mishum sakana. Over there, obviously, why is the kid having this milk? It's obviously because of a sakana. We're dealing with a situation where it's a life-threatening issue. Ihachi gadol nami. Well, if it's a sakana, why can't a gadol do the same? Gadol bayumdana. Now, for a gadol, we need to evaluate whether his health warrants doing this, or whether he'll be able to make it until Motzai Shabbos and wait till then to be yonik. We'd have to do a whole evaluation. So, in fact, Gemara katanami. Shouldn't we have to do the same for a katan? No, by a child, we assume a child needs milk, so you don't mess around. around when it comes to coming up with milk for a child. He's mesukan etzel chol. So we do whatever we can to make sure that the child gets the milk. The Rashba quotes the Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel that learns from this brisa that talks about what are the two examples of the katan suckling. He's taking milk from a behemoth mayo or from an ovedas kochavim. So he says, you see from here that there's an isser for that the milk of an ovedas kochavim is aser, that it has the same din of behemoth tmeya, and it's only mutter mishum sakana. It's only mutter in the case of sakana. So it sounds like chol of nachris is aser, but the Rashba's cholik on that Rabbeinu Chananel. He holds that there's no isser of human milk, that it's not going to be the same as behemoth tmeya, and it doesn't matter if it's cholav of Yisraelis or cholav of a nachris. And he explains the brisa when it puts the two together that they're not really the same din. The din of being yonik from an oved chavim, even though there's no choli, he'd be able to be yonik from an oved chavim. And the din of behemoth tmeya is only if he's actually sick. And the Rashba's raya is from the fact that there's a machlokas in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah if it's usher to be yonik from a meinekes nachris because they're chashudim al shvichus damim, that we're afraid the meinekes may kill the child. What do you mean? Forget about that. The meinekes may kill the child. What about the fact that that she's giving him non-kosher milk because it's her milk and it's not kosher? So says Rashba, you see that it is kosher milk. But then the Rashba says, even though min adin it's mutter lechadchila yesh lemnoa, that lechadchila we should stay away from this mitzad midas chasidus mitzad zrizus, because the tivum shal yisrael is noach yosar. We have a different mezeg, a different teva, and we're regilim b'mitzvos, and we should stay away from any such things. So the Rashba concludes, even if you say like Rabbeinu Chananel that it's an Isser Gomer, it would only be an Isser Drabanan, and by Isser Drabanan you're allowed to be Machal Lekatan. So he says therefore it's Mutter to be Meinik Lekatan from a Nachris if need be, if it's necessary. Abishalom Anogini Yinushyon Kimehim Tahar B'yomto. We happen to mention that Abishal says that they had a minik that they would take milk from a kosher animal in Yomtov. Hey Chidami Idi Kasakan, if it was a dangerous situation, I feel b'Shabbos Nami, then why only Yantif? Even on Shabbos they should have done so. V'idaleka sakana, I feel b'Yantif Asr. And if there was no sakana, then it's also even on Yantif. Says Malot Shicha Dika Tzara. Now it's a case where there was Tzar, v'ksavr mefarik alachar yadhu, and since taking the milk with a shino is considered mefarik alachar yad, Shabbos disr skila gozer rabbanon, Shabbos where there's nisr skila, the rabbanon were gozer, even though the behemoth's in Tzar, Yomtov disr lav le gozer be rabbanon, but Yomtov, which is only nisr lav, the Rabbanan never made a gzeira on mefarik kilachar yad b'makom tsar balechayim. The Rabbanan never made such a gzeira when it's only a lav to begin with. Tashma raya number 6 now. Lo sochlum kisheketem. Pasuk says that you're not allowed to eat various shkatzim, shratzim, things like that. Lo sochlum kisheketem. So what does that mean? Says the Gemara, not just lo sochlum, don't eat them. Lo sa'achilum. You should not feed them. Lahazir gadol malaktanim, that adults should not feed an iser to a child. My lav damalu lo tochlu. Doesn't this mean not just that you can't feed them, but you have to tell them, don't eat that. You have to instruct them not to eat it. So you see that the basin is mitzvah lafrisho. Says Malo, the lalisvula biyadayim. No, this isser is a separate isser. It's that you're not allowed to. It's sphia biyadayim. You're not allowed to directly give it to them. But it's not about stopping them from eating something that they happen to be eating. Tashema, 7th raya. Kol nefesh micham lo sochal dam. Lahazir gedolim alaktanim. The isra of achilas dam apparently is also lahazir gedolim alaktanim, that adults have to stop children from eating dam. My lav dami lo tochlu. Doesn't that mean that if a child is doing it on his own, the adult has to say, stop, you're not allowed to do that? Lo dulalis v'lu biyadayim. No, it just means that you're not allowed to feed him directly. Tashma, another raya. Amar v'amarta. When it comes to tumas kohanim, pasuk says amar v'amarta lahazir gedolim al katanim. We learn from there that gedolim have to prevent katanim, kohanim who are katanim from becoming tamei to a mace. So my lav damar lo sitmu. Doesn't that mean that the adult, when he sees the katan doing it on his own, has to stop him and has to tell him, do not become tamei to the dead body? Lo, dulalitmu lo biyadayim. No, it doesn't mean that. It just means that he shouldn't be mitamei him biyadayim. Purim. So now we have three cases where we're told in Chumash that an adult is not allowed to give an Isser directly to a child. We have a case where an adult is not allowed to give Shkatzim to a child, he's not allowed to give Dam to a child, and he's not allowed to be Metame a child. Says, why do I need three cases? Tell me the same Isser. That you're not allowed to give an Isser to a child. Utsrichi. We need all three. Diashmin Shkatzim. How did it only tell me Shkatzim Mishum Disrim Bemashu? Because the Shekhetz is also even Bemashu. Rashi says, Bika Adasha Kitum Asan. That just like Tumas Sheretz is Bika Adasha, so too the Isser of Achila is also also Bimashu. That's how Rashi says. So one could argue, Tosus asks on Rashi that the din is Sheretz is Metame Bikizayis. So he explains the kavanah of the Gemara is that no, what does it mean that it's even Bimashu? The halacha is a bug that's very, very tiny. If it's a beria, if it's a full bug and it's not broken up, is Asr even Bimashu, is Asr even less than a Kizayis. So that's what it means that it's Isurim Bimashu. Aval Dam, Da Adik Revius, but Dam, which is only going to be Asr, if you have a Revius of Dam, Emalo. So I would say that would not be included in the requirement, in the Isser of a parent, of an adult giving it to a child, because it's not as serious an Isser. A Sheretz is a very serious Isser, it's even Bimashu, but Dam is maybe a less serious Isser, because the Isser is only Berevius. It's a very odd comment, the Gemara says, that the Isser is only Revius. That's not true. The Shir of Achilles Dam is Bekezayis. Everywhere else in Shas, where it talks about Achilles Dam, it says Ochel Kezayis Dam. Even though Dam is a liquid, but since the Torah phrases it Balashan Achila, so we assume that Dam is also Bekezayis. So some of the Achronim want to suggest, based on Gemara and Shabbos, that Revius Dam Shenikrash is Omer Al Kezayis, that it's the same shear, that if a Revius Dam becomes congealed, then it equals exactly a Kezayis of Dam. So it's Idividi Chad Shiurahu. The shear of Revius Dam and the shear of Kezayis Dam are exactly the same. But others suggest different Terutzim in terms of how the Aruch Lener says that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that the Isra of Achila is Berevius, but since the Gemara says that Dam is Noeg Bishalil, and it says that the Shear of Dam is Revius, like every Dam and Nefesh, which is Revius, so that's what our Gemara is speaking about, that just like by Shratzim, the Ritami B'mashu, from the time they become a Beria, so too Dam as a Kula, that when it becomes Tame, when it first develops in the fetus, so it's not Tame till it gets to a point of where it is at a Revius. Only then is it considered a significant enough amount inside the mother for it to be considered real Dam. That's going to be Metame. V'yeshmin and Dam, and if it only would have told me Dam, Mishum Dika Kares, Al Shratzim Emelav, I would say, yeah, that's true by Dam, because Dam is very serious since it's an Isser Kares. But Shratzim is not an Isser Kares, it's an Isser Lav to eat Shratzim. That's also very questionable. I mean, that's a very interesting point the Gemara is making, that we're saying we're assuming Dam would be more chamor because it's kares, and shratzim would be less chamor because it's only a lav. But if you learn Maseches Makos, shratzim aren't a lav, shratzim are several lavin. So that brings us back to Rav Yosef Engel's major discussion about whether we look at, when dealing with Isurim, do we look at quantity or quality? I mean, if you have multiple Isurei lavin, does that equal being more severe than one Isur Kares or not? This Gemara sounds no, that shratzim are a lesser Isur, even though it's multiple lavin than one big Isur Kares of Dam. V'yashmin and Hani Tarti, and if I only would have been told about Dam and Shratzim that you're not allowed to give to a child, Mishum di Yisurim and Shava Bakal, because those Yisurim apply to every Jew. Aval Tumah, but Tumas Kohanim, Emalo, I would think is not as serious of an Isur, because it doesn't apply to most Jews. It only applies to Kohanim. V'yashmin and Tumas Kohanim, and if I only would have been told the case of Tumas Kohanim, I would say, V'yashmin Tumah, Kohanim Shaini, Mishum di Ribakoyin Mitzvah Siseros. I would say, yeah, by Kohanim, we have to be hypersensitive about their Yisurim, because look how Kadosh Kohanim. They have all these extra mitzvos, and that's why we need to be careful not to be metame. A child is a kohen. Aval hani emelo, but I would think any other child with other mitzvos is not such a big deal. So tzricha, that's why we need all three cases. But now back to our originally scheduled issue of trying to figure out bezin katan ochel nevelos for the bezin mitzvah nafrisho. So raya number 9, tashma shnei achin echad pikeach vechad cheresh. If you have two brothers, one of them is a pikeach, one of them is a. So the reason why we're quoting this whole sugi over here is because. Rayas number 9, 10, and 11 all come from our Mishnah. So that's why, so Raya number 9, Shnei Ach and Echad Pikeach Vechacherish, two brothers, one of them is a Bar Das, one's not. Nusu and Shtei Achios Pikchos, they're both married to Benos Das. Meis Cherish Bal Pikachas, the one who only has a marriage midrabanan dies, because he's the Cherish dies. Mayasa Pikeach Bal Pikachas, what should the surviving brother who has a marriage d'oraisa with her sister, what should he do? Tetzi Mishumachos Yishe, he doesn't have to do anything. He's got a marriage d'oraisa. This woman who's coming to him for a yibum d'rabanan is a chos ishto. She's an erva. So she goes free. Meis pikech bal pikachas. What if the guy who has a marriage d'oraisa dies? Mayasa cherish bal pikachas. What does the surviving cherish brother do? Motzi es ishto beget. Well, first of all, he only has a marriage mid'rabanan with his wife. He's now faced with the yibum d'oraisa with her sister. So he's got to get rid of his wife with a get. Ve'eshes achiv asur liolam. Now the yavam, the yavama, is going to be asurit him forever. Is going to be asurit forever because there's nothing you could do for her. Can't do chalitza because he's a cherish. He can't do yibum because he was just married to her sister. So he can't do anything. So amai motzi asishto beget tesiv gabei. Amai motzi asishto beget. Why does he have to get rid of his wife for the get? Tesiv gabei. Let him keep his wife. He's a cherish. He's not a bardas. He's a katan ochel nevelos who and a katan ochel nevelos of ein beisim mitzvah lafrisho. Let him stay with his wife. Says Gemara, yeah, he could stay with his wife, but she can't stay with him. He has to get rid of the wife because of her iser. He won't have the problem. She's going to have the problem. Tashma will bring another raya. Two b'nei da'as brothers are married to two sisters, one who's a bas das, one who's not. Meis pikech bal chareshes, mayas pikech bal pikachas. If the pikech who's married to the chareshes dies, so what should the one who has a daraisa marriage do with this chareshes? Tasi mishum chosisha, nothing. She's potter. She's a chosishto. Meis pikech bal pikachas, mayas pikech bal chareshes. But what if the pikech bal pikachas dies? So then, what is the pikech bal chareshes who only has a marriage midrabanan? What does he do? So motzi asishto beget, he has to divorce his wife. Veishasach bechalitza, and he could do chalitza on his brother's wife. Va'mai motzi asishto beget, why does he have to divorce his wife? Tesev gabe, let her stay with him. Katan ochel nevelos, who, after all, it's an example of katan ochel nevelos. Says Mar, no, mishum isura didei. She's not going to have an isser because she's a katan ochel nevelos, but he's going to have an isser. Says Mar, one last try. Amar Rava, Tashema, 11th and final raya. Shneiachin, echecher shvechet bikech musun. A pikach is married to a pikachas, and the cheresh is married to a chereshes, and their brothers and the girls are sisters. Meis cheresh bal chereshes, mayas a pikach bal pikachas. The cheresh, the husband of the chereshes, dies. What should you do? What should the pikach do with that chereshes now? Teitzi mishum achosishto. Nothing. She's a chosishto. She's free to go. Meis pikach bal pikachas. If the pikach dies, mayas a cheresh bal chereshes. What is the cheresh man do now with her? Motzi es ishto beget, he has to divorce his wife, his chareshes wife, ve'ish esach v'asru li'olam, and his brother's wife remains asa forever. He can't do yibum with her, he can't do chalitza with her, she's asa forever. V'ahacha delav yisura dida'ika v'lav yisura dida'ika. But wait a second, why does he have to divorce his wife? He's a cheresh, she's a chareshes, they're both the katan ochel nevelos. Shouldn't we say ein beis mitzvah lafrisho? Why do they have to get divorced? V'ketani motzi es ishto beget, it still says he has to divorce her. Don't you see from there that beis is mitzvah lafrisho? Says Mar, it's not a good raya. Amar Shmai, gzeri mishum hataras yivam l'shuk. No, we're afraid that if we don't make him divorce his wife, we're going to think that yivam is just free to go l'shuk without anything, and that we're going to come to be matir the yivama, because we're going to say, oh, he got to keep his wife. Must admit that this is not a situation that required yibam in the first place, and the other woman we're going to end up being matir. Hadron l'cherish. Now the next parak is all about agunos. Ha'isha shal chiyu ba'al l'medina siyam. A woman goes together with her husband l'medina siyam. Shalom bein olav ein av shalom ba'olam. They're at peace with each other. There's peace in the world. Uba'ava amra meis ba'ali. And she comes back and reports that her husband is dead. Tinasi. She can get remarried. Meis ba'ali tisyavim. If she doesn't have any children from her husband, and her husband has a brother, other, she could do Yibum based on that report alone. But Shalom Beino Leveino Milchama Bi'olam, but if they were at peace but there's war in the world, or Ketata Beino Leveino V'Shalom Bi'olam, or they've been fighting even though there's peaceful times in the world, Abasav Amr Meis Ba'ali Einin Emenes, then she's not going to be believed to say that her husband is dead. Rabbi Yehuda Amr Li'olam Einin Emenes Halim Kein Basa Bacha B'Deh Kruin, that we're not going to believe her, Rabbi Yehuda says, unless we see other signs of mourning that she's mourning over a deceased husband. Amr Lo Achazu V'Achazu Tinase, the Chum say, come on, external signs, whether she has external signs of mourning or not, it's irrelevant. The truth is, it doesn't need to be that we know that they had a particularly peaceful marriage. We just need to know that they didn't have a particularly unpeaceful marriage. So the only reason it says Shalom Beino Leveina is because we're trying to set up the case of Kitata Beino Leveina. And the same, Tana Shalom Biolam, it doesn't have to be the most peaceful time in the world. It's just Mishum Tukwai Mishum Melchama Biolam. When there's Melchama, we're not going to believe her that her husband is dead because we're going to assume that maybe she didn't judge properly. Amr of my time at the Melchama, Mishum Da Amra Bididami. By Melchama, we assume that maybe she'll think that he's dead, but it didn't really happen. Salgadai de Bakalani de Iktul Hu Palit. She's going to say, is it possible that I saw this battlefield, everyone was dying, that my husband escaped? Yeah, probably my husband died too, and that's what she's going to report. And if you're going to say, no, but she loves him, so she's going to wait and watch until she sees that he's actually dead. No, but even then, she's going to see him get stabbed, and she's going to say, okay, he for sure died from that, and she's not going to realize that there's a triage in that they could have saved his life right there on the battlefield, and she won't know about it. Okay, Bezalel Shalom, we'll pick up with Savarava tomorrow.